Don't care what they think about me. I'm gonna age inappropriately.
Welcome to another episode of the Age Inappropriately Show, where we know that perfection is a stupid myth and fitting in is not the goal.
Never.
I'm your hostess of inappropriateness, Mandy Blackford, and today our special guest is Jamie Spaulding.
Hello.
So we're coming to you live today from the Barbie Dream House, and the Barbie Dream Husband was so adorable today and hooked up this little studio for us. This is my kitchen. And he's also running the camera and the sound.
Shout out Aaron.
Shout out Barbie Dream Husband. I love you. Jamie lives in Longview here with me in Longview, Texas. And she has been my hairdresser, stylist, salon goddess. Or as my grandma used to say, my beauty operator.
Beauty operator. That's my favorite.
Yep. For about 8 years, I think.
Yeah.
And she is the magician behind my famous pink hair.
Yes.
Did you grow up in Longview?
Okay.
How did we meet?
I've been doing hair for going on 15 years, and I think I met you at Salon 500.
Mm-hmm.
When we were downtown. It was just kind of serendipitous.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'd come in. Wanting just to change.
I just wanted lashes at first.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
When you were serious about your blonde for a long time. One day we were like, and I think I still have the photo of the first pink that we did.
So I have it too, yeah.
I'm a mom. I have a 16-year-old. He keeps me busy. I also have a partner. Shout out Heather. We love her. Five dogs. They keep me busy and also work part-time in a doggy daycare, but yeah.
Because we love the puppies.
Love the pups. Love the pups.
Mm-hmm. So I asked Jamie to be on the show because ever since I've known her, how old are you now? Like 35?
I'm 36. I'll be 37 in March.
Okay. So quite a bit younger than me. You've always had this confidence and I want to say balls, but is there like a nicer way to say
ovaries? They're stronger. No offense. Ovaries are stronger.
You've always had confidence and flair, I guess, I want to say. You've never been afraid to like wear crop tops or whatever the hell you wanted to wear.
Right.
And Jamie and I both are curvy girls.
Yeah.
If you're new to my life, have just lost 50 pounds.
Woo-woo!
So I was much curvier for the majority of the time that we've known each
yeah.
other. And so that's been our, you know, we've always had that in common.
Right.
But it's something that I always admired about you, and especially someone of your age. Like,
right.
Because as I've said many times before on the show, I didn't really come to understand until my late 40s that I should not care about what other people think.
Heather talked me into doing a boudoir shoot years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, I just don't think I'd be comfortable. You know, I'm fat. Like, that's just kind of like, you know, women are always, they've always been insecure about their bodies. And I'm sure men are also, but just speaking from my perspective only, like, well, she finally talked me into it, and this amazing photographer, she's fantastic. Her name's August, and I'll send you all of her information. She just did a phenomenal job, and I cried. I'll never forget when I first saw those pictures. Like, I mean, it was, the room was completely dark, and she had this screen up, and, you know, here's my half-naked or naked body. And I'd never seen that point of view. Like, we see each other, like, we see ourselves in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, you know, there are certain things that we don't like. But I was able to see it from, like, an artistic point of view. And just, like, a natural point of view. I didn't want her to edit a lot. I mean, she just did a basic smooth. Like, mm-hmm. That's it. I didn't want her to suck me in or tighten or cover up my... And it was that moment, and I was just in tears, and Heather was sitting next to me, and I was just like, it's okay. Like, I'm okay.
I'm hot.
Yeah, I am. I'm sexy. Right? Like, this is me. I'm sexy. I got this. And I've done them every year for about 3 years. And, you know, it's a huge part of my life. I mean, we still have some hanging up in our bathroom. Like, mm-hmm. I've got, and it's so cool to see. Because, you know, society is harsh on heavier women, yes. plus size women or fat women or however, you know, however you identify or want to be identified. And so, you know, growing up, I mean, my mom was different. She always encouraged me to wear what was comfortable and what was flattering. I don't know. I mean, she was always just kind of like, you know, building up my confidence. And then I became a mom at a very young age. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, oh my gosh, I have to look like a mom.
You wanted to look like a mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I was 20 and that was already weird. I was unwed, gay, right. with a baby. Like, you know, so I thought, and I was, you know, I was still in college and I hadn't yet gotten into hair school. I didn't realize that that's where that had taken me, but it did.
I remember when you got the boudoir shot done, mm-hmm. I was so just flabbergasted by your guts. And I thought, oh my gosh, I would need, I might do that, but after I lose, you know, 50 pounds or 100 pounds or something, you know, like I was just like, I could not do that as I am right now. And, but then when I saw your shots, you were like, you need to do it. You need to do it.
Everybody needs to do it.
And they're so beautiful.
Yeah.
And, I'm going to show some of them, on the show. I'll edit some in.
Yeah.
And I was just blown away by your confidence when you did that.
I'm telling you, there's something about getting on the other end of that camera. And when you are wearing any kind of lingerie or even just a sheet, it just, mm-hmm. everything else goes away. And like, obviously it has to be a symbiosis between you and the photographer, but I had the best experiences.
You did the boudoir shots.
Yes.
And then you did some plus size modeling is
right.
What?
Yeah. My goal at the time, and I kick myself every time, I wanted to, my goal at the time was to build my portfolio to send off to Torrid
mm-hmm.
or to, cause Torrid was really big back then. Like that was where I shopped. Cause I mean, honestly, that was really the only plus size store that we had.
Right. Was that the same photographer that did your boudoir shots?
Yes. Yes.
She coordinated August. Some.
Yeah. She,
plus size
she
photo
was
shoots.
Building her brand as a photographer. And also did, I mean, it was just body positivity. There mm-hmm. were so many of us that were there doing different shoots. I did a pride campaign and then we did like a group boudoir campaign just to show just every body, every shape, every size, every color. That was a lot of fun. The pride campaign was probably the most fun.
When I was getting my hair done at your salon, you were playing the 'Cause I Love You yes. album of Lizzo's.
Yes.
And I had never heard it before. And every song that came on, I was like, that's a good song. That's a good song.
Yeah.
That's a good song. And you were like, oh my God, you've never heard of Lizzo?
Yeah. I hope I sounded just like that.
You did. So I immediately went home and downloaded the whole album. And oh my God, like totally fell in love with her.
Oh yeah. I mean, her entire platform is body positivity and, you know, feminine positivity. I know there's a lot of stuff going on, but
right, there's
touching on that
stupid stuff going on.
Yeah,
but
it doesn't
who
have
cares?
To do with me,
right?
I still love her music.
Yes, so we bonded over Lizzo, mm-hmm. who absolutely helped me feel body positivity. Mm-hmm. I think that she was a big reason why people on Earth started really opening up to body positivity the past few years.
Well, and, you know, it helped when celebrities like her and others that were like, where are we supposed to shop? Like,
mm-hmm.
they were coming out and voicing their true opinion. I mean, and it kind of changed how fashion is. I mean, the whole
mm-hmm.
couture line of fashion was based on, you know, very small women
yep.
and people, not just women. But I think it was important at that time. And I think she just really kind of put a face to it.
Leslie Jones, who's on Saturday Night Live, There was a famous story about her saying that nobody would make her a dress for the Emmys or something, and Christian Siriano was like, I'll make you a dress.
Hold my beer.
Yeah. Then they started having plus size models on Project Runway, and a plus size designer one.
Everywhere.
And, you know, like.
Yeah, it just, plus size just boomed. It was like.
Finally.
We were here.
Right?
Finally, we were being seen. I'd cared for so long about what anybody else would think if I put clothes on. And I didn't want to embarrass my son. You know, I mean, that kind of ties into, I thought I should dress like a mom.
Right. What's appropriate for a mom.
And then I started getting tattoos and I had piercings. And then I was just like, fuck this. I'm here for it.
We've been very good about trying to encourage each other the whole time we've known each other to be positive and love ourselves. But we've also, at the same time, want to lose weight.
Right. Like, I'm not naive to the fact that I'm at a higher risk for diseases, you know, diabetes, heart failure, all of the things, you know, and I do suffer with asthma and stuff. But it's not always easy to lose weight either. I think there's like this running thing in the medical universe or whatever that a lot of your ailments are caused because you're fat or overweight or whatever. And they're just like, well, diet and exercise. And at what point can we just treat being overweight as a disease? Like, what if being overweight is a symptom from something else? Like that's what I've learned over the last few years, is to truly be like an advocate for yourself. Like, I'm tired of getting fat shamed at the doctor.
Oh my God.
I'm over it. Like, I'm done. I'm over it. Like, stop telling me if I lose weight, then I won't have asthma. I've had asthma since I was 18 and I was like,
many people have asthma too.
I was a whole buck 60 back then. Okay. Like, stop it already. I mean, it can be anything. So why don't we just start treating obesity or being overweight or just being fat as an issue, just like we would diabetes or, you know, whatever, because there's not anything. I was talking to a client of mine today, and a lot of weight in women is stress and hormones. Well, stress is correlated to your cortisol levels, and there's no pill. There's no way to actually treat cortisol levels other than to like breathe. And if somebody told me, it just sounds so condescending, but yes, I mean, yes,
breathe,
the goal is
fine.
Right. Just breathe and relax and go on walks. And I'm like, yep, I walk every day and breathe at the same time. I know it might be difficult, but I do it. I manage it. Like, stop fat shaming us. Right. We are trying, period. Like, we're trying.
Yes. My whole family, my mom, dad, and sister, were all super skinny when they were young. My sister was like a size 3 in high school.
So annoying.
I was wearing a 13 in the 5th grade.
Yeah.
You know, and like, had to cut my pants off. I was always... My sister called me the milkman's kid.
Right.
You know, but I was like, what? And they all get a tan too.
Right.
And I've never had a tan.
That's okay.
So I've always been the odd one out. And
I mean, same. I was
freaked
the gay
out
sheep.
About like, why? You're the gay sheep. Like, why can't I be skinny like them? It's bothered me since I was very young.
I'm sure.
Because my immediate surroundings.
Well, I mean, that's all you saw. I mean, it's the same thing in general whenever you're just being around other people that don't look like you.
Right.
I mean, and that goes back to your whole age inappropriately. It's okay to just be that way. We've got to start training the people around us.
Yes.
To stop saying, oh my gosh, look at that woman or look at that person, you know. If we stop the internal bullying and start teaching our loved ones.
Ooh, internal bullying. I like that.
Yes. Internal bullying.
So
oh,
true.
My gosh. I have been the biggest bully to myself.
Yes.
4 years. I mean, even, I know this is, we're talking about body positivity and everything, but when I was in 6th grade, this kid made up a song about me.
Oh.
And it was to the tune of Mary Had a Little Lamb, and it was not okay. Aww. And that's kind of like what I've been telling my, and it's like, I've dealt with it. I've gone to therapy. I've gone all with it. It's fine. We're fine.
But yeah, we have to start educating, I think, everybody around us on how they view people, either by their size or color or sexual orientation. I mean, it just doesn't matter.
Yes.
Because we're allowing it to keep going if we don't say, hey, stop. Like, I've got pink hair, or, you know, stop it. I'm wearing a crop top and shorts in the summer because it's hot.
It's hot. And
let me wear the clothes and let her have pink hair. It's okay. Like, it's fine.
Yes. That's so on the nose. When I was thinking about, when I came up with the phrase age inappropriately, I started thinking so much about why was I so concerned about what other people thought about me?
And
because
you didn't love you as much.
But I was led to believe, with my peers, probably starting in college and moving forward, that making fun of other people was cool.
Right.
You know, and hilarious.
Yeah.
And so I developed that whole thing. And because all of the people that I knew thought that was funny and we were doing it.
Yeah.
I would just assume that other people were saying that shit about me.
I have a question, though.
Yes.
Did you start making fun of yourself, too, so somebody else couldn't do it?
Well, yeah.
Like,
of course.
That internal, like,
yes,
hate for yourself, I think that's why we project so much, because we're like, I'm just going to go ahead and be funny. I'll be the funny fat friend.
I'll call out the fact that I'm fat before they can
do it. Yeah. And now I'm like, I don't care.
Well,
like,
I've taken so many comedians say that, and drag queens on RuPaul will say, I became funny because people were making fun of me, and I needed to do that. Or the first time I made somebody laugh, I realized that's how I could fit in.
Yep.
And humor is definitely a badge of, armor.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
That a lot of us put on.
Absolutely. I agree.
So once I realized that the reason I was so worried about what other people were thinking about me, because I just assumed everyone's making fun, mm-hmm. because that's what I was led to believe was cool, I have been trying to coach myself. If I see somebody, and even in my thoughts, you know, like, girl, you should not be wearing those pants.
Right.
Instead of thinking that, I try to stop myself now and say, good for you, girl, for wearing whatever you want. You know,
literally.
Like, and the more you think about it, like, who gives a crap?
Seriously.
What somebody else
is
wearing. If what they're doing does not hurt you, don't worry about it.
And if it brings them joy, and, you know, and I'm, like I said, I have a 16-year-old son. And so I'm raising him also to see women in a different way, you know, more so than a lot of, like, our generation of men have been taught to see and treat women. Not all men. I'm just going to go ahead and preface, like, we know that. But as society, you know, and he is very receptive. Like, I want him to see that there are so many types of people out there that it just doesn't matter.
And it's okay for people to all be different.
Yeah.
I want us to do a little exercise about when you need to pump yourself up and make yourself feel confident.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have, like, a power stance or, you know, like, something like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think we should do some poses.
Okay. Mine's usually to music. Like, I'm always like, Alexa, play Lizzo Radio. And I'm just like,
yes.
Get it.
Yes. Well, something that always, like, when I'm being silly, and I always do the superstar.
Oh my gosh, that's a good one.
I used to do that all the time. When I worked at House of Blues in Chicago, I go, House of Blues. And they thought that was so funny. And yeah, just like the lunge forward and the arms up. And you're just like,
I love it.
Being as big as you can and being like, yes.
I don't really know if I have, like, a pose. I always just like to check my butt.
What do you mean check your butt?
I usually just go, hey, girl. She's still there. I mean, I'm in front of a mirror and not clothed. So
And just your butt. Check your butt. Yeah.
Rosie,
get them gains.
We wear short shorts.
Yes. Yeah. That's perfect. I like to just check my butt. That's probably my favorite feature.
Okay, audience, show us your poses.
Oh my God.
That you are going to do to psych yourself up and get excited.
Check your butt.
Check your butt.
And superstar.
I was trying to come up with a new phrase for plus sized.
Okay.
So I put some stuff into Chat GPT.
Okay.
But none of it really blew my skirt up. Okay. So then I asked you to workshop it at the salon. Yes. Did you get anything good?
I did. My friend Carly said juicy like a grape, which I've loved. Rain.
Juicy grapes.
Yeah, juicy like a grape. Yeah. And Rain came up with fluffy, which is a little bit more playful and funny.
Right.
And then my friend Bree, she came up with plush pound. Oh, let me back up.
Plush Rain. Pound.
Yeah, like plush pound. Like, I don't know. The way she said it was really cute. I don't know if I'm getting that across. Rain told me something funny, though, and I can't get it out of my head. She said, yeah, but, you know, when I'm talking to the fellas on the internet, I just tell them I'm built like SpongeBob, so they don't expect a lot. And I'm just like, that sent me over.
That is a good, you know, undersell and over deliver.
Right.
That's what I used to try to do when I was internet dating as well.
Yeah. Once plus size was just kind of out there, and we have just realized it. More brands are coming around, you know, the fashion industry, the everything industry, all the industries were just kind of like, okay, fine. Fat people are here to stay. I just say fat.
The majority of us are above
literally,
size 14.
Literally. I just say fat. I've taken the insult out of it and I've just stated it. And it doesn't, it doesn't bother me. I'm just.
You said that and I was thinking Ashley Longshore. She's this artist that I follow and really admire.
Yeah.
She says off the wall stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing in her comments on social media something, because she'll put in her artwork, you know, I can't even remember, but they're really hilarious, like fat stuff.
Yeah.
And this one woman I remember commented, now, Ashley, we've talked about this before. You're not supposed to use the word fat. And
no, use it. Right. Just say it. It's fine. I mean, if you're going to be derogatory about it, you're going to be derogatory regardless. Like, your whole tone is going to be terrible. So it doesn't bother me. I mean, around most people, I say plus size, but
that seems to be the.
I always got told, well, you're so pretty for a bigger girl.
Yeah.
Like.
Right.
No.
Yes.
I'm just pretty. It's fine.
Yes. Exact. That.
Yeah.
Don't tell people they're pretty for a big
girl. No. Good grief.
And don't tell somebody she's a big girl unless you're talking to,
I mean.
Big girl panties.
Beauty does not correlate to your body size.
Amen.
It just doesn't. It doesn't have anything to do with it.
So, other ways to say plus size. Mm-hmm. ChatGPT suggested beyond measure, which I think is cool.
Yeah.
Like, view someone beyond their measurements.
Yeah, but that could be taken like, it could be kind of snarky. Like, yeah, she's beyond measure. Like,
right.
Also, and. That's okay. I could deal with that. Beyond measure.
And then Aaron and I Googled, I put synonyms for plus.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite one was bonus. So it'd be like bonus babes or bonus body.
That's cute.
Bonus.
I've always liked curvy.
Yeah.
Curvy.
Yeah. Full figure.
Yeah.
Bombshell. I love the term bombshell.
Yeah.
I've always, because I've always wanted to be like Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Audience, help us come up with a new way to say plus size. What is the new
What's your
way?
Favorite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us in the comments.
Let us know.
Make a video and like, send it back to us.
Subscribe. Share.
Exactly.
Oh my God, we're sitting here surrounded by these boxes of you. Oh. And I forgot to talk about this. So, Jamie, you might have recognized her if you've seen my box. When I was developing my floats, I definitely wanted to have a plus size model on the box and in my listing on Amazon because A, body positivity. B, I wanted to stand out and be different.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, I don't know what I'm buying. I want to make sure that I can fit on it.
Exactly.
And that it's going to, like, stay aired up. By the way, I've had it at the lake. We used it all summer. Like, the pool. I mean,
this thing is built to last.
Literally. Literally.
Yes. I paid a lot of extra money to use, like, the thickest vinyl and make sure that it was good. Good quality. She had been doing plus size modeling, and I just love her and think she's so gorgeous. And so she's on my box and in a lot of the photos that are in the listing and my advertisements and stuff. So she's my supermodel, my spokesmodel.
I love that. I love that for me.
Right here, from right here in Longview, Texas.
Longview, Texas. Mm-hmm.
And then we got a guy. Because my target audience is women who like to spend money, like myself, and fabulous gay men. So I needed a hot guy on the box, too.
Yeah.
So I asked my friend.
And he was so sweet.
He was so sweet.
I was like, I took forever on this makeup. Do not let me fall off this float. And he's like, I got you. I was like, thanks.
So I asked my friend Christina, who does CrossFit every day, if she could find me a young CrossFit buck, you know, who would come and be in my photo shoot. So she found this guy. And I made a funny video that day where I called him Fernando. And he just had us call him Fernando the whole day. It was hilarious. I wanted to let you guys in on a funny little routine that Jamie and I have every time she does my hair.
It's my favorite. Everybody knows it.
Every time. I mean, like, for 8 years.
Literally, every single appointment.
I like big hair, and I cannot lie.
Literally.
I ask her to do a crown tease. I say, tease it for Jesus and spray it like hell. Mm-hmm. And then when she's done and we look in the mirror, we both say,
oh my God, she's so pretty. For a long time, I had my own room and my own building, but then I switched salons and now I just have a little suite, which is great. I love that.
We love the new.
Yeah, we couldn't be out in general population.
No,
not in the gen pop.
No,
no.
We're too much for gen pop.
Seriously.
When you were talking about therapy and what did you say? Self-bullying or internal bullying?
Internal bullying.
Internal bullying. I had a therapist once and she told me about negative self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all do it, right?
All the time.
And she said, do not say anything to yourself or about yourself that you would not say to a four-year-old girl.
Oh, yeah.
And that really has stuck with me.
Oh, yeah. In my recent therapy sessions, I've been working on, like, healing my inner child. So, yeah, I'll take that with me, too, as far as, like, the outer parts of me.
Yep. And I just picture, you know, like my little niece or somebody like that when they were 4 years old. And I would not
ever
say to her,
right,
you're so stupid.
You know? Yeah. No.
Right.
Call people out. If you hear something, say something. Like, stop the people around you from either bullying themselves or talking about somebody else. Like, I know we all like to people watch, but like,
right.
Make up stories about them.
Right.
That's what I do. Like, I make up names and...
Or celebrate their differences.
Yeah. You
know, like, that's the main thing I want. That's the thing that I want this show and Age Inappropriately and everything to really foster in the world is celebrate differences, fitting in
That's not a thing anymore. Right? You don't have to fit in anymore. Like there's not any cliques anymore. There's not any cool kids or not cool kids or whatever.
Whatever people want to wear, whatever they want to do with their
100%
art, with, you know, music,
their lives,
whatever.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Right.
And stop judging each other. Like that is the big, don't judge each other. Don't judge yourself.
Right.
Love yourself. Love everybody else. And then we can all get along.
Oh my gosh. Wouldn't that be nice?
Thank you so much for being on my show
today. Thanks for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Rainy Saturday with me.
I know. But there's something kind of peaceful about just looking out at it.
Yes. And I love hanging out with you all the time. Same. Thanks for making me so pretty.
You're welcome. Oh my God. She's so pretty.
So pretty. All right. And scene.
Yay.
Yeah, she spends a lot of loot because she likes to look cute. It's Glam Mail Shenanigans.
Hello. Today you're getting Mandy unplugged, untucked, undone. I am exhausted and I'm ready for a little relaxation. So I am going today to a really cool spa called Tula Wellness here in Longview that I've been to on multiple occasions, and I'm going to do a float, which is basically like a sensory deprivation tank, similar to if you ever watched Stranger Things. And I wanted to take you with me and kind of show you what it's all about. So here we go.
This is the beautiful lobby of Tula Wellness.
Do you want us to make the water pink for you?
Can you do that?
I can.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so check this out, you guys. This is the float room. Oh, I'm about to spend a glorious hour in there. I'd like to introduce you to the beautiful and talented Lizelle, who is the owner of this amazing spa.
Hey, Mandy. We're so happy to have you relax with us today. So let me tell you a little more about floating.
Yes, please.
Our float pod is filled with skin temperature water, and it's got 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt in there.
1,000 pounds?
Yes, ma'am. So it's just like you're floating in the Dead Sea. Mm. And the purpose of floating really is for the physical benefits with the amount of salt in there. It's a complete gravityless environment, so it decompresses your joints, it relaxes your muscles, and it just helps your whole body to just relax. And then there's also the mental benefits, which is even bigger, because when you're in there, we remove all the external stimuli. There's no sound, no visual stimuli, the water being skin temperature, there's no touch. So then there's nothing that your brain has to process, and that's when the magic happens. So it's really well researched for things like PTSD, anxiety, stress management, or even just shutting out the outside world and just escaping for a little bit. Also, some entrepreneurs use it to focus on something because they remove all the distraction.
Yes.
And then they can really hone in onto something they want to brainstorm on. So knowing Mandy, she's probably going to come up with her next big crazy idea in there.
We'll see.
All right.
All right. So what do I need to do to prepare?
Okay, we have our shower right here built into the room. So you're just gonna hop in there and wash off all your body oils and hair products and stuff to protect the chemistry in our pod.
All right, I've showered, I've got earplugs in, and I'm ready to get into the tank. I have this little thing that I can float my head on. And little floaties for putting under your legs to help you stretch out if you want to. And like I can barely keep my feet down right now. The water is so thick and warm and awesome. So I'm super excited to unplug. Here I go. Bye.
close. Yay, let's see. Hello. I can't believe it's already been an hour. I had so much fun. You guys, look, like I'm not even touching any of the floaty. And I'm just like, your body just like lays so nicely on top of this fluffy, salty water. And my favorite thing to do in the summer is lay on a floaty and then like bump from one side of the pool to the other and like push off of the side of the pool and then go to the other. And I just did that like the whole time I was in here. Boop to one side and boop to the other. And I can like stretch and we have plenty of room to move around. And whenever my mind tried to think of anything that I didn't want to think about, like things that I need to do, I just started singing, "Free your mind and the rest will follow." And then I started singing every song I knew about freedom. And I just lay here and had thought happy thoughts and went to all my favorite places in my mind. And I feel like $1 million. Yay!
I just got home. I feel so recharged. I just took 1 hour for myself. This goes out to all the workaholics. I am, you know, trying to be a fancy business lady, but I also have a full-time job, and I've just been really like burning the candle at both ends for a really long time, like 2 or 3 years now. And I'm always telling my husband, you need to take care of yourself so you can take care of me. And I need to be telling myself that too. You know, I went to that spa and I spent an hour completely unplugged where I made myself not think about anything that I had to do. And I made myself have fun and forget about my to-do list and anything else that was going on. And I feel incredible. Like so much, my brain feels like it's had a cleanse or something. So I just want to remind myself of this feeling and encourage you guys, like, you don't have to go to some spa, and I want to make myself do this like once a week now, at least once a week. Take an hour to just unplug and clear your brain and think about happy thoughts. If anything would try to creep into my mind, I would just sing "Free Your Mind" so it would go out of my mind and I wouldn't think of, you know, any to-do list or any negative thoughts or anything about work or whatever. Just like for a whole hour. And it did me so much good. So everyone just repeat after me. Perfection is a stupid myth. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's ever going to be perfect. And it doesn't matter if you work 24 hours a day. I'm proud of myself that I work hard. And I really do believe that I can make my fancy business lady dreams come true. But I'm not going to be alive to enjoy them if I don't take care of myself at the same time. So self-love and self-care, people. Most of all, me. Right? Go team!